Okay, so let's start the Mishnah, the Beitza, first Mishnah. Really, the first piece of the Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah that has things that don't have anything to do with each other, mixed together, right?
Yeah.
For our purposes right now, we really only need the first part. But, okay, go ahead. Who wants to read? Okay. So, an egg that was born on Yom Tov. An egg that was born on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai says you can eat it, and Beis Hillel says you can't. All right. Why? We don't know. Rashi lo tochal bo bayom means that day. It's an issue to eat it that day. And the Gemara explains the reason. Okay.
Is he saying like as opposed to when, like forever?
Forever.
Is that a real hour meaning? Or just
well, the lashon lo tochal is absolute. Mm-hmm. So he's explaining it doesn't mean absolute. I mean, why would you ever think that? Yeah. Let's see. You want to do the Tosus? Tosus goes into that kind of question. I mean, it's hard to figure that out if we don't even know the reason why the issue to begin with. But I'm saying just from the Lashon, it could imply an Isser Olamas. All right. You want to finish up the... What else is in the Mishnah? You did the whole Mishnah or you didn't?
No, we did.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. You want to finish the Mishnah? Okay, so Tosus is bothered. Why doesn't it say Beis Shammai Osrin and Beis Hillel Matirin? I'm sorry, the other way. Beis Shammai Matirin and Beis Hillel Osrin. Why doesn't it use the Lashon of Mutter and Osir? So he says maybe he'll say that what? That the Lashon of Isser is Mashma Liolam. That's not true. But in other words, it's interesting how he's saying it, but he holds that lo tochal is definitely not mashma liolam. Right? And he's saying, he has a havamina to say, lashon of aser is liolam. But lo tochal is definitely not liolam. Right? Mm-hmm. So why not? Why not?
Because the masa achila stems from something that's... unless the Isser Achila has to stem from, it's not going to stem from kashrus.
Right, right. It's not an Isser, it's not a problem of kashrus, correct, good.
But I'm saying Usser can mean an absolute Isser stemming from something else, but Achila.
Right, now it's Usser, Mashma. Isn't Usser
and Mashma like
the Chatzud
Usser?
Right.
And you can say that this thing is Usser and
it
would be Usser forever, but Lo Tochal is saying that the guy can't eat it, it's usually going to stem from the Yom Tov.
Right, lo tochal is a particular maisa, you're saying. So that's mashma. It's mashma that this maisa is a maisa iser because of the something because of the yom. Like it has to do with the maisa of that's aser b'yom tov. But aser is mashma shame in the cheftza. Shame in the cheftza is independent of any time and place. You have a lot of Isuri Maisa that tell you on the specific time. So Lo Sochal is a Maisa. So you'll say that Maisa on Yom Tov is Aser for whatever reason. But if it's Olamas, it would be expressed in terms of the Cheftza. Right? If it's an absolute thing, it would be expressed in terms of the Cheftza. You don't say Nevela is Lo Sochal, it's Osir. Right? So maybe you'll say the same thing over here, that Osir would imply Liolam. And when in fact it's not Osir Liolam. So didn't want to use the Lashon of Osir. But he says that's not true. It's not true. Because the Mishnah does use the Lashon of Osir even for the day. Right? You have two cases. Efrach shenol b'yom tov aser, that's also only for the day. And the Moshe Shemen Shebaner, Rabbi Yehuda Oser, so that's on a Shabbos. You light your Shabbos candles and they go out early. So the remaining oil, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't use on Shabbos. but as a lashon of asr, and it's definitely only for that day. So how do you use lashon asr in those cases? So why is that an appropriate use of lashon asr? Right. In other words, he's saying that the lashon asr identifies an isser that stems from a certain status in the chefza. But it could be a status that's relative to a specific time, like a muktzah. In other words, the lashon of asr is identifying the status in the chefza, saying it's a shame, it is asr. Sometimes it has to do with its very identity, like nevela. The shame nevela is itself iser. So if that's the identity of the chefza is nevela, when we say asr, it means liolam, right? But sometimes you can have an iser that stems from a certain nature of this chefza, but the nature is only with regard to a specific time. So you'll say, the Moshe Shemin Shebenir, for instance, is Aser. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not considered Mucham for Shabbos. It was whatever, it was Mukta. So Mukta is a designation in the Cheftza, but it's only a designation with regard to a specific period of time. There's no inyan of a Mukta on Chol. So he's saying, the Lashon of Aser doesn't necessarily imply Liolam, it just implies something stemming from it, from a shame in it, from a status in it, but the status is not always synonymous with the chefza. Sometimes the status is just relative to this day. It has a status of iser, but it's not an underlying in terms of its very identity. Yeah.
Would you say nolad's not a status of chefza?
Nolad would be. Yes. Yeah, so that's his problem. He's back to his problem. Why can't he use lashon asr? Why can't you use lashon asr?
With this question, why would you want to say asr over lo tocha?
I mean, if you could say either one, why would you want to say asr? That's his premise, right? I guess it's more accurate. It's more accurate. Lo tocha is one maisa, and asr is a whole is really identifying the chefza has a status in it.
Sure.
All right. So his first answer is really one of the strange is the first strange thing we will encounter in Mukta. That there's such a thing that there's a chilek in Mukta. There's a chilek in Mukta between tiltal and achila. At certain times, we'll say something is Mukta in terms of eating, but not in terms of moving. And this comes up a few times. Tosus mentions this a few times. I don't remember where it is right now, but in Shabbos, I think that's the maskana of one of the Amoraim. He paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of Achila, and Rabbi Shimon in terms of Tiltal. You find places where even though within Mukta we don't treat the tiltal and the achila necessarily the same. The moving and the eating. It's a strange, it's difficult to understand. I mean, if it's Mukta, it's Mukta. If it's not roy, I mean, what else do you do with an egg? An egg is for eating. So if it's not roy for achila, so basically it's Mukta for achila, so it's Mukta. Mukta, you shouldn't be able to move it either. It's not like a kli. It's not like you can use it as a kli. Yes, what was the case over there? The case over there was that they had the fishing nets out, right? And he held anything that was caught on Yontif, you can't eat. Anything that was caught on Yontif is also. So a guy brought him a present on Yontif, right? That was the case. And so he held that what? It was a suffix if it was caught before Yontif or on Yontif. If it was caught before Yontif, it's good. Why? Because it's Mukhan. If it's caught on Yontif, it wasn't Mukhan. So he held that what? That Rabbi Gamliel held it's mutter to move. So he didn't want to accept it from the guy. But he held, really, it was mutter to move. Right? That's the Gemara says. Mutar and lemai, right, on Chofdal and Viz. Ravam return lekabel v'leviam, mutar and rachila. Lekabel betiltol, Rashi says. Dekuli hai lo achmir besafik. So, really, this is a case of suffik, because it's not clear when it was caught. Right? If it was caught before, it'd be mutter. If it's caught after, it would be usr. If it was caught after, it would be usr.
After what?
You have to start it. You have to get it started.
Right?
It would be usr. So, this is really a suffik mukhan. So, what's Rashi saying? He says, by a suffek muchan, this is according to who? According to Rav. By a suffek muchan, he didn't want to be machmir that much. To aser the tiltal. Ela ba'achila lo sharinu Rav Gamliel. So, but he didn't want to, but he wouldn't matter for achila. I mean, so what kind of a pshara is that? I mean, it's a funny pshara. So it shows you a couple of things though, right? In other words, if it was definitely mukhtza, he wouldn't make a chiluk like this. Right? If it was vadai, eino muchan, he would hold there's no difference between a chila and tilta. So you see, within one sheet, if you really hold this mukhtza, it goes to both. But for some reason, when there's a doubt, they don't exist, they exist together. Right, but not on the same madrega. And if there's going to be a shakeout, you're going to shake out the tilta for some reason. If there's some sort of a doubt, you'll just go down to achila. But in terms of the full picture of mukta, it would include tilta too. I mean, so what kind of a pshara is it? See, the Gemara is an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says. Rav said, "Liolam al yimna adam asma mi beis hamedrash afilu shor achas." Says you shouldn't leave the beis hamedrash even for 1 minute. Why? The ona v'levi avin kamei the Rebbe ki amr lo hoshmaita. Because we were both me and Levi, we were both there when Rebbe said this. Right? Be'orsa amar mutar and ba'achila. In the evening, he said it was mutar ba'achila. Be'tzafra amar mutar and lekabel. But in the morning, he changed his mind. And said, there's only mutter and tilpa. Oh, no, davoy be medrisha hadri be. So I was there when he said it, so I retracted. Levi lo ave be medrisha lo hadabe. So he was explaining why he and Levi are arguing. Explaining why he and Levi are arguing. Difficult Gemara, isn't it? Doesn't the Rambam say in the beginning, in the Nakdamat Pirush Shai, they shouldn't think machlokas in there because one guy heard something and one guy didn't hear something?
Maybe the reason why is he's like saying the exception to the rule.
Maybe.
That's why it's.
Right, I mean, this is an unusual machlokas.
Yeah. Also, it's not really. Rashi said it's not really machlokas, it's just they're trying to. They're not like Levi doesn't personally hold it. They're just
right.
Saying they're trying to interpret Rebbe's
right.
Position.
Right. Yeah, so what do you say though with this chiluk of tiltal and achila? It's difficult. I mean, obviously we're neophytes here. We're just getting our feet wet in this sugya, and that's I can't tackle a big question. but can we make any relevant observations? That's the only question. Yeah. All right. So I think this is what Jeremy and you guys are together. I think is what Jeremy Yehuda are trying to get at. I'm not sure myself right now. No, I think you're saying like this. You're saying that what's the difference between tiltal and achila? What's the difference between tiltal and achila? So the difference would be that when you're ochel the thing, maybe we can even get Chaim on board here. When you eat the thing, so then what? So that is, it's like similar to what we were saying by the esrog and the hadas, right? When you eat the thing, now you're giving it its full kiyum. That is really the, we're assuming these things are omei l'achila, essentially. So that's giving it its full, that's a maisa that is really in terms of the full kiyum of the cheftza. So you'll, but tiltal doesn't really engage the cheftza per se. Being metaltel with the, moving the egg from this shelf to that shelf is not an involvement in the ikar of the davar. It's not an involvement in the essence of the thing. Okay, so that sounds backwards then. So how does it work out then in terms of the isser? So you'll say there's only an isser muktzah. It's possible to formulate and say there's only an isser muktzah when to actually take something that was not mukhan v'yantuf and give it a full designation of an entity of yantuf. That was bring it completely from not roi to yantuf to completely roi to yantuf. To completely a chefta shel yantuf. That's an isser. We have to think about it. I have to think about that. But tiltal, you're not really doing anything. In other words, there's no real shinoi in the cheftza. You're going to have to, it's possible that to look at muktza in that framework. Certain things are off limits. Certain things that were not mukhan. And the fact that they're not mukhan now makes them not available for a kiyam yom tov. In order to have a kiyam of yom tov or Shabbos, it has to have, ahead of time, been designated for Shabbos. To use something that wasn't and to fulfill its designation would be an isser. What kind of an isser? Sounds strange, like a strange kind of isser, granted. But that's one possibility. In other words, we're just brainstorming here, really. Not really, not that audacious. We're just brainstorming. A lot of things wind up in the trash heap, but if you don't take a wide start, sometimes you miss the what you're looking for. So that's one angle, right? As a type of an isser would be, what type of an isser would differentiate between achila and tiltal? Still bothers me a little bit that it's only because he's mesupik about it. You know what I mean? That's
in that case. Well, is that? Because he was saying that we would have thought.
Yeah, but what kind of a pshara is that? I know. But for him, it's a strange pshara.
If it's just a suffix darabon, can you say that he didn't want to be so machmir as to make him lose out on the?
That could be. That could be. Didn't want it to be right. He didn't want to be machmir on something that would. I guess you couldn't take it. You couldn't have it. You have to lose the egg. The guy's not going to come and bring it back. Oh, the fish. The guy's not going to come and bring it back to you another time. It was a one-time offer. Take the fish or leave it.
Are you not allowed to accept present gifts?
Well, that's the only problem of like tchum from outside the tchum, or if it was an isser done. To get it.
Cases where it's the reverse that you
preparation. Now, its tiltal is always in the realm of positioning and preparing the thing for its ultimate purpose. Never really engages the doesn't engage the object. I mean, that's why like on the, it's a difficult mitzvah to define like a tiltal of a lulav. Right? What are you doing? Where's the kiyum? What are you doing? What are you creating? You know, normally a mitzvah has some sort of a creative element. A cheftza that you're producing. Or something you're changing. But tiltal ba'alma is that's what Tosis says in the beginning of Shabbos. It's a melacha grua. It's a melacha grua. Right? Everybody's favorite Tosis. Malacha grua.
So really, you don't have to say anything about it being only b'achila and achila being its main usage. It's really up to us.
Right, right. So you're saying tiltul is never a tashmish. The chiluk would be tashmish or not. But if you but if you could smell it without moving it, that would be I mean, the realm of muktzah has to.
You just can't eat it.
No, he's saying, let's say it was a hadas or something that the.
Right, because that's its primary designation.
But I don't think it would be muktzah for that. I don't think muktzah. I don't think the muktzah that we're dealing with has to do with anything other than tiltul. I mean, without moving it, I don't think it's any muktzah. Yeah. Okay. But the other possibility, just logically, there's another possibility we should be aware of. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of possibilities. But another possibility is that there's the chiluk that Jeremy and Yehuda are taking. That the approach they're taking is that there's something intrinsic in the idea of muktzah that would highlight achila and diminish the significance of tiltul, right? In other words, that's one approach, saying it's an intrinsic concept here. Why is there an idea of differentiating between tiltul and achila? Because tiltul is less of a violation, conceptually, tiltul is less of an involvement in muktzah than achila is, right? There's less cause. There's less cause to aser tiltul than there is to aser achila. But there is another possibility, right? The other possibility is the opposite end. That in terms of the idea of muktzah, there's no difference. In terms of the idea of muktzah, there's no difference. This is similar to what Sprung was saying. In terms of the idea of muktzah, there's no difference. But for some reason, Chazal were not necessarily equal in the treatment of their Isser. You understand? That there is no logical distinction. It's not because of a logical differentiation between Achila and Tiltul. Tiltul is also a use of the thing. It's also an engaging the Chefza. And if this Chefza is off limits for Yantif, you can't engage it in any way. But the Chachamim were not always equal in their treatment of things. Could be for some other reason. For some other reason. Either like Sprung was saying, it was too burdensome, so they were makel in it. Or for other reasons, we don't know. But a disparate result is not always because the things intrinsically are different. It's not always because the causes are different. Could be there's a cause over here too, but the effect would be too burdensome.
Then have to choose.
Yeah, I'm saying that isn't there going to have to be a idea at the end of the day?
Yeah, but
so that's like, but that works out better with the way Sprung was saying, because in that case, you have to see how it works over here. But that case, he knows if there really is muktzah, so then you would hold its usher in both tiltul and achila. But since he was mesupik, he didn't want to be machmir in a way that would create a greater burden. So he could be machriya his suffik by how it would by its effect. He could be machmir on something that's not going to have such a great effect. But he didn't want to be machmir on something that's really going to create a harm if it were that he would lose out on.
What about here in this case?
Yeah, here we would have to think about it. Here it wouldn't be this. Here it wouldn't. Here it could be for a different reason. Here it could be for a different reason. So there is a third possibility. A third possibility is that structurally speaking, the Isser Tiltul is an extension. Structurally speaking, the Isser Tiltul is an unusual Isser. And it's not Pashut that Chazal instituted the Tiltul, an Isser Tiltul in every situation.
Wouldn't the distinctions between Tiltul and Achila still be either in the cause or in the effect?
It's similar to that first approach. It's similar to that first approach. But it's saying not in terms of cause, but in terms of a tzura of iser. The tzuras iser achila is an ordinary tzuras iser. The cheftza is aser ba'achila. But without identifying an objective, it's an unusual tzuras iser. That is not clear that Chazal would institute. You understand? So we're saying three possibilities. Let's review them, okay? Let's review them. Now, the first way is to say that there's no reason for an Isser of Tiltal. There's less of a reason for an Isser of Tiltal than there is for an Isser of Achila. Because one is giving the Cheftza a designation. One is fulfilling a designation or a lack of designation. And one is not, right? Or you could say, no, the reason is the same. There's just as much of a reason to Aser Tiltal as there is to Aser Achila. But in terms of the formulation of Iser, the formulation of an Iser Tiltal is very different from the formulation of an Iser Achila. And it's not clear that just because they would aser something by achila, because achila is really taking is a defined halachic maisa, like we were saying before. I mean, it does borrow something from the first approach, but it's saying in terms of formulation, there is a tsuras. I mean, like in the daraisa, kein daraisa. You have achila. You have iser achila all the time. But Iser Tiltal is an unusual formulation. So it's not Pashut. Everything, some people say, there's a halachic will, there's a halachic way. But maybe not. Maybe over here they had the will, but they didn't find the way to say all Tiltal is Aser. Or for whatever reason. They decided that Tiltal shouldn't be Aser because it's, right, because the form is unusual. Or like Sprung, this is very similar to what you were saying, Sprung. For some other reason, they felt the tzura, they felt not to, they exempted it from the Isser of Tiltal. Not necessarily because of a difficulty that they had in the formulation, but it would be overly severe. But again, if we take the three way machlokas and break it down into two, right? Either it's coming in from an intrinsic idea in the nature of mukta, or something extraneous to the nature of mukta. So you can always break it down into two. Doesn't always mean it's a sensible breakdown, but right. Those are the possibilities. Those are the possibilities.
Yeah. I'm still really getting.
You know what I mean? Sometimes something if there's. Sometimes the cause is enough to make recourse to a form that's common, but it's not enough of a reason to create a whole inyan that doesn't exist from before. Tiltal, whole new inyan. Right? So you got to be careful sometimes. You know, you don't necessarily know which angle, which end the problem is stemming from. Is it something in the nature of the thing, or is it something in the execution of the Isser? Yeah. So we're just working on the pshat here. So what? So it says like this. So now that he explained why Beis Shammai had to say tochal, because if it would have said mutarin. Then if it was a matirin, then what? Then I would say maybe it's only mutter betiltal, but you can't eat it. So he had to say you can eat it in order to know that it's completely mutter, right? But now you have a problem with the Beis Hillel. Now the Beis Hillel says you can't eat it. Maybe he's only arguing on the eating part. Maybe he holds it's aser maybe he holds his mutter to move it, but aser to eat it. Right? He did such a good job on explaining why Beis Shammai has to say tochal, but now it's a problem why Beis Hillel says lo tochal. Correct? Go ahead.
Fein, Purishri, Nakat Ki Ha'ilishna.
Re says, so So what? So the, what did the Rish say? He said you're reading too much into this, basically. Right. Achila tochal lo tochal means the whole thing in its entirety is mutter or asher. It's just taking the ikkar of the thing. Just talking about it. It's talking about it in its primary, in terms of its primary function. But it's really referring to everything. It's referring to its primary kiyum, and referring to any interaction with the chefza. Any interaction with the chefza. It takes the primary interaction, but it really means any interaction. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, whenever the Torah says lo sochal, it always means isser hana. Unless it's mefarish later on, then it's mutter b'hana. Right? Chaim, see that Gemara? That's a good one. That's a big Yoredei one. So why does it say lo sochal? If it means it's or not? Because that's the primary hana. It's just a representative of the class. Okay, so that's the Ri's answer. Go ahead. So what's the difference between the Ri and the second answer? What's the difference between the Ri and the second answer?
The Ri is actually giving an answer. Isn't the second answer just saying an infinity? But it's just a stylistic thing.
That was when. What's the difference? See the Ri. What the Ri says, "Stam beit alachila kaimo." So what's he saying?
Not conceptually, but in our mission,
we're seeing lo. No, what's the difference between the two answers in terms of the word tochal? No, that's the second answer. The second answer is saying, the Ri is saying tochal doesn't have anything to do with tiltal. Tochal is not referencing tiltal in any way. The word tochal is not referencing tiltal in any way. Right?
It's more saying general usage of the thing.
It's just identifying the essence of the thing. Right? It's basically saying the egg is usher. How do you say an egg is usher? Take its primary definition and exclude it. Right? Now that's what the Ri is really trying to say, that it is saying usher and mutter. But it's talking about it, it's expressing that it's usher or mutter by talking about its essential characteristic. What's an egg that you can't eat? Not much value. Right? But the second answer in Tosus is different. Right? He's trying to say that the Lashon of Lo Sochal is also Mashma, don't move it. I'm sorry, the Lashon of Mutter of Tochal is Mashma, Achila, and Tiltal. Two actions. Because the Ri is not talking about action. The Ri is talking about Isser and Heter. No? But the second answer is saying it's talking about Maisa. But Achila includes the Maisa of Tiltal. Right, so really, it is a discussion in the realm of Tiltal. It is a discussion in the realm of Tiltal. That's why it's appropriate now for Beis Hillel to respond in one of the elements of Tiltal that were mentioned.
How does Hillel be Tiltal?
Should we demonstrate? So pshat wise. Right, works out nicely now. Now I think I see how the pshat works out. Oh, boy. In other words, can we get the progression of the Tosus now? I think it works out like this. In other words, in his question, he was looking at Tochal as talking about Achila per se. Right? Tochal and Lo Sochal is talking about Achila per se. Correct? So then you have a problem. Why? Because Beis Shammai makes sense for Beis Shammai to say that you can eat it in order to, by implication, prove that you can move it too. Right? That was in the first answer. In the question, the assumption is the words tochal and lo sochal are referring to achila per se. Right? Achila per se. But for Beis Shammai, it's good to say achila per se. Because that will, by implication, tell you that tiltal is okay. Right? But it won't work for Beis Hillel to say, there's no implication for Beis Hillel that if it's Aser b'achila, it's Aser b'tiltal. There is an implication for Beis Shammai if it's Mutter b'achila, it's Mutter b'tiltal. Because achila is the worse, is the more chomer thing. But for Beis Hillel, there's no implication. So that was what the re is agreeing with the question. You hear? The re is agreeing with the question. That what? That achila is achila per se. But, he says, it's achila per se as a kiyum of the cheftza itself. It's true the words achila mean achila per se. But achila per se by a beitza is the whole thing. Is everything. Is another way of saying everything. You understand? But the second answer is saying achila is not achila per se. It's a way of talking about tiltal too. It includes tiltal in its mashmaos. And in that sense, it's admissible for a Beis Hillel to respond with a derech agav, with an agav. You can't say an agav the first way. Agav the first way doesn't make any sense. You understand? Agav the first way doesn't make any sense because all they're talking about is all he said was all Beis Shammai says the achila is aser, and he gets by that his implication via implication that the, I'm sorry. He gets Achila's mutter, and he gets the implication that tiltal is also mutter. But they're only mentioning Achila. So for Beis Hillel to say Achila too, Derech Agav, wouldn't make sense. But if you're going to learn in the second answer that even Beis Shammai was really talking about tiltal too, with his Lashon of Achila, that he's using the word Achila in an expanded sense, so then you can say that Beis Hillel grabbed his way of expressing tiltal for his own purposes. But he couldn't in the first answer take his implication of tiltal because his implication is going to be the opposite.
Wait, is the first one...
I think the Marsha would be happy with that. Yeah.
Which is the first one, which is the second?
The question, right? The question is... There's two things over here. It's an important thing to think to realize in general. That there's a difference between saying that a word conveys one direct object. A word is relating to one direct object, but you can make a deduction from the fact that I spoke about that object. Okay? That's the beginning of the tosis. Saying the word tochal refers only strictly to one object, eating. Right? And there's an implication from that for Beis Shammai, which is, if I can eat, I can move. But Beis Hillel can't have his implication that if I can't eat, I can't move. So how could he take that lashon? Right? So the first answer of the re is to say, no, that when you're talking about eggs, eating is the object. That's a way of talking about the whole thing is just by one object, one action, right? But the second answer in Tosus is saying the words lo sochal, not by implication, but in a certain loose way, actually include moving too. Not that they refer to achila and imply moving. They actually refer to eating and moving.
Not like the re
at all. Because the re said it only refers to achila. But when you're talking about an egg, there's only one thing to talk about. Achila. That's the whole importance of an egg. If you want to talk about, is this egg worth anything or is this egg worth something, you just talk about its achila elements. But that's like a shorthand way of discussing everything. It's like by proxy, it tells you about everything about the egg. But it's not actually the mashmo'os of tiltul. It's strictly in talking about achila. But I know that what goes by achila goes by everything, because achila is the primary pinnacle of egghood. Right? So, but what does the Tosos say? You see, in the end of Tosos, it says, no, achila is also referring to tiltul. Why? Because you can't eat it without moving it. You understand? Means that it's not, it's talking, it really is talking about achila as like the whole action of the individual. So in that sense, it's another way of saying engaging with it. Tiltul. It's including the element of tiltul too in the very mashmos. It means you can sit down and eat it. Oh, well then that means I can pick it up and I can put salt on it. I can do whatever I want. Right? It's not talking about it as a... It's not talking about it, one of its uses. It's not saying is one in an abstract sense. The first half of Tosfos was looking at it like in an abstract sense. It's talking about its use of achila in an abstract sense. The end of Tosfos saying no, it's talking like in a practical sense. You can eat from it. So that includes a maisa tiltul. So then it means to say that the lashon of achila is really including all tiltul also. In its very expression, it's including it, not by implication. But in its very expression, it means you can pick it up and eat it. So it's including the maisa tiltul in the mashmaos of the words themselves. Not that the words are talking about one thing with an implication. That is like a loose way of saying you could do what you want with it. So then it's okay for Beis Hillel to take that same loose expression to represent his tiltul too. You understand? The point is that in the second half of Tosos, the word achila is being interpreted to mean all tiltul. It's a funny way of expressing it, but that's the way it's expressed. So if that's the case, then Beis Hillel can also use it to refer to all tiltul.
Because it's saying within the action of eating, there is tiltul.
That's right. But in the first way, it was only tiltul by implication. But that implication is one thing if it's usur and another thing if it's mutter. But in the second answer, it's just describing tiltul in a very pragmatic sense. So it's not the best way for the Beis Hillel to use it. If he was starting, he wouldn't have said that. But once tiltul was already being coined by a term of achila, Beis Hillel will use it too. It's very good. Right? In other words, Derech Agav only works when one party already expressed, already defined this word to mean a loose sense. So Beis Shammai already said achila by using the word, already said tiltul by using the word achila. Has to mean the same thing for both. So Beis Hillel, when he wants to say tiltul, he'll also use the word that Beis Shammai chose for tiltul, namely achila. But in the first half of Tosfos, the word achila never meant anything but achila. It just had an implication for Beis Shammai. That if achila is mutter, vade tiltul is also. But you can't say derech agav, Tosfos, Beis Hillel is going to use that same word. It has no implication the other way for Beis Shammai, for Beis Hillel.
According to the ring, it's not about achila per se,
but it's a way of talking about the whole value of the object. It's like the whole value of the object is represented by its primary use.
Achila means that this object is, you're not allowed to use it.
That's right. It means like iser. Chaim, for the ri, achila means like usser. Like summing up everything, usser.